So hey everybody, it's Tad Hargrave here from Marketing for Hippies, and we are at the very first week of the Niching for Hippies coaching program. I couldn't be more excited to be here with you all. Reading all of your introductions was so exciting. So much variety in what everyone's doing, and also where everybody else is. So yeah, excited to have you here. So I want to read something out. And first of all, Joan, if you made it, can you just post something on the wall? Because I just got an email from you. Sorry, there may be a few distractions as we go through. I just want to make sure everybody's taken care of and is in. So here's the thing. I posted this on the Facebook, but I want to read it out. It's a quote by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. And it says, "The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep, loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen." And that's how I feel about all of you, and this is sort of the basis of what we're going to be moving forward to in the calls and in this whole six-week thing. So this 6 weeks, to make sure that we're all in the right place, we're going to be looking a lot at niching, this question of who we try to reach, and we're going to be doing it from a couple different lenses. First of all, we're not trying to look at your niche for the whole rest of your life. I think that's an ongoing evolving thing, which will probably always keep changing and shifting in large ways or in subtle ways. So we're not trying to do that. And you might find a niche that sticks with you for quite a while come out of this anyways. We're really focused on creating a particular project that you can focus on that would feel fun and fulfilling and be profitable for you and feel really authentic and wonderful for you. And the kind of seed that we could plant that if it did grow into something bigger, you'd probably be really happy about it. And we're looking at it in terms of the authenticity piece of how this relates to you and your journey and your story. How can you bring to bear all the gifts that you've gathered and things you've learned over your life to be of service to other people? So that's kind of why we're here, to make sure we're on the same page. And before we go into the work around niche, just some quick logistical things. First of all, if you find any cool resources around niching, articles, videos, or examples of a cool niche business, I want to invite you to be sharing them in the group because these are really useful, and all of us come across different examples of things in our own industries. And sometimes an example that might be very common in your industry or in your geography where you are, nobody else might have heard of it. And those things can be really inspiring for other people. So as much as you're going to be learning from me, I'm going to invite you to be sharing with each other stuff that you come across around niching examples. You might even just be driving and you pull out your iPhone and you take a picture of something that you think is a poster that you think is a great example of a niche business. Because that can lift up some good discussion of, is it a good example? Isn't it? What can we learn from that? And who knows, the example that you pull, that you find from somebody, that might be the very thing that somebody else does. That might directly inspire them. So please feel free to be sharing resources, and I'll be taking them, compiling them, and et cetera. Second is, if you haven't already seen it, there's my niche vault. So if you're just hungry to get into some stuff around niching and you want to dig in, there's my niche vault. And this is a collection of all my videos and blog posts and articles and such that I've accumulated the best of my favorite stuff around niching. And I'm just posting that in the group right now. There we go. So there's that as a resource for you. Also, and this is going to be one of the most important pages of the whole thing, This is kind of your resources and homework page. Because after every call, I'm recording all of these calls, so the recording will go up pretty quickly, and then shortly thereafter, there will be the transcript. But there's also going to be other articles and videos, and some of them I might get from you, the things I want you to look at that week, some additional resources to support, and what the homework is, all of that. Anything that's significant that we come up with is going to go on this resources and homework page, and I just posted that also in the Facebook group, so that's there for you. So those two links are going to be useful. And again, this resources and homework page, I'll post it every week to remind you. There's already a bit of stuff at the bottom of that page, some videos and things. It doesn't say page not found, really. Interesting. Thank you for the feedback. Oh, wait. Okay, that page. Hey? Niche fault. Ah, it says page not found for me, too. Wait, one sec. Let me... Well, what do you know? Okay, I will make a note to myself to email you all with the niche vault thing after. Sorry to tease. Beg your pardon? Well, I make a note. How embarrassing. Weird. Okay, sorry. Anyways. Where were we? Okay, so there's that stuff to be looking at. If you have not already gone through the intro webinar that I did, there's a transcript. And if you go to the niching for hippie new materials, that link, or the resources and homework link, so click on that. It says your resources and homework page. That one should open, I believe. And if you go to the bottom of that page, and again, if you don't have the internet right now, be able to look at this later. You'll see that there's the Niching 101 for Holistic Practitioners ebook, which I'm selling for $29 on my site right now. This is basically the transcript and the slides from the ended up being a 2-hour call, the webinar, and you can download it there. So if you haven't already gone through, even if you have, it might honestly be a useful review, but so that's there for you as well. And okay, yeah, and I'll get you the niche vault after this call, so no worries there. Are there any questions before we jump into the finding your niche? Are there any questions? Just write them on the wall here. I want to make sure that you're feeling ready and settled. I know some there's with Skype and Facebook, there's some technical things that can be difficult. So any questions from anyone? Just pause and see if there's any. Make sure we're all on the same page and all ready to go. Seems like we're all pretty clear. Oh, a couple of questions. Okay. Okay, so Tamara, you were asking, the vault contains the homework. No, the vault is just a collection of blog posts and videos about niching, some of which might end up being a part of the homework, but the resources and homework page will be like week one. Here's what we covered. Here's the transcript. Here's the audio, and here's some homework, and here's some things and resources to check out. The homework page, Margit, I will repost it for you. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. Oh. And don't worry, everyone, this call will pick up in its pace as we get things. And so you should be on the Facebook group. If you're not on the Facebook group right now, this will be part of the challenge. There we go. Leandro, you're in the wrong thing. Okay, so I'll give you the link. We're almost all there. Okay, I'm just going to make the group open for one moment while Leandro joins. Okay, so Leandro, I'm going to give you the link, and then you come to the group and request to be added, and we'll add you right away. And as soon as we add you, we'll make the group private again. Okay, let's just see. Are there any other questions before we dive into things? Mark said, do you see a benefit to accessing Facebook through Skype? I'm not sure I understand. Possibly. I'm not sure I get it, though. Okay. And Carmen is looking. Now, Carmen, are you on the call? Did you make it? I wonder. And apologies, everyone, for the slowness here. The first call is always the hardest with the biggest glitches. But once we get it, the rest of the calls are fine. Okay. You don't have to call in with Skype, by the way. It's just free if you do Skype to Skype. Okay, any other questions? And by the way, while we're on the call, if you see someone post something and they're looking for help and you can help them, please feel free to jump in, because that'll help me be able to stay focused on teaching and et cetera. Okay, I think we're all good, I hope. And Leandra, okay, you are added, you're in the group. And now I'm going to make it private again. Perfect, okay. So yeah, Colleen, Heidi is using Skype and tells her she doesn't have enough credits. Yes, if you're using Skype and you don't have enough credits, you just need to buy some more credits. So that's that. Okay, the poor transcriber, I wonder what he's going to be transcribing later. Okay, I think this is good. Okay, I'm glad we're all on the same page. I know this is tricky technical stuff. Wonderful. Okay. So here we are, Niching for Hippies. We're all in the right place. So when we talk about niching, it's important, I think, to put this in a bigger context of how this fits in marketing for our business. And I want to post an article in the group just at the top here. This is a blog post that I really want to recommend you read, and I'll probably add it to the homework page as well, but just to flag it for you. And these are the three foundations of a thriving business. And I want to review them very briefly, but you can read more about them here. And I think there's a little video as well. When we're looking at growing a business and marketing, there are really three things we need to consider. There's your platform, the container, and the paths. And those of you who are a part of the six-week niching for hippies, Marketing 101 for Holistic Practitioners course that we did in January, you'll remember we spent a lot of time on each of these three. So the summary is that the platform, if you think of this like a Venn diagram, three circles sort of overlapping each other because they all impact each other, the platform is going to be what you're known for. This is where niching fits in. It's what you're known for. It's the this is what makes it clear what you do. It's what makes all of your marketing clear and feel authentic. Then there are the paths, and the paths are how people find you. So this is when we get into specific marketing tactics, strategies, and approaches, very nuts and bolts. This is how people find you. And when people come to me, that's often what they think they need. They think they need more tactics and strategies, and what should I do with my business cards? Should I use brochures and posters? And they are important because we do want to make it very easy for people to find us. But we also need the container, and the container is once people show up, are we ready? You know, it'd be like saying, hey, yeah, go check out my website. But when they go to your website, it's a really crappy, crappy website that actually doesn't explain what you do, and it's kind of weird and pushy or aggressive or just super fuzzy and unclear. And that's the container. The container is like the water bucket that holds clients once they come in. It's what deepens the relationship. It's the container that holds the relationship. And so those three, the platform, the path, and the container, form what we need. And read that post after this call. I think you'll agree, and I think a lot of things will start making sense. And I share those three because the platform is really the basis of the container. Before you put the content in a website, you have to know what kind of content you even want there in the first place. Before you design a workshop, you need to know what the workshop is about, and all of that stuff comes from the platform. So the container is the expression of the platform. The container is like the house, and the platform is like the blueprints. And the paths will also often be affected by the platform. The platform is really the heart of it. And a lot of the platform has to do with the whole journey from island A to island B that we covered in the webinars and touched on. This idea that people are on island A and they've got some problem that they're frustrated with, some symptoms they don't like, and they want to be on island B where they're happy in the future. They've got some results, yeah? And everything in marketing in terms of the relevance will come back to that journey. That's really the heart of everything. And so who that person is on island A is really the starting point. And that's when we talk about niche. We're really fundamentally talking about the journey, but specifically the shorthand is who is that person on island A? What is the problem they're struggling with? And that's where we start. So I wanted to just give that context. Because what we're focusing on is in some way a very small part of it. Because within the platform, and you'll see that if you read in that article, there's a link to a piece about the platform, I think. The platform has like six pieces to it. And the journey, that piece is just one of those six pieces. And even within the platform, that's one of three things, bigger things. So it seems like this Island A thing, which is only one part of the journey, seems like a very small piece. And yet this ends up being so central to everything. And so in this call, here's the intentions. Our intention are to start to find a seed of a niche project today. We're not going to decide on that today because I'm going to give you a bunch of homework that I think you're really going to enjoy. And I'm going to invite you to be very hermitish and introspective if you can this week and really take some time to be reflecting. And I'll give you some thoughts on that towards the end of the call. But we do want to kind of shake things up, see what's there, lift up some possibilities. And in the future calls, we're going to be refining it and getting it clearer, but we're not going to do a lot of refining today. We just want to kind of lift up possibilities, see what's there. And so before we dive into the meditations, I'd love to put out to the group, and I'm curious if what connections, we talked in the webinar about these connections between our sort of our past wounds and struggles and what we're doing today. And this idea that your niche is probably you, that our deepest wounds and struggles are often at least a doorway to our most authentic and powerful niche. And I'm curious, I'd love for you, let's just pause for a few minutes. I invite people to write on the wall if there is something that you, some of you may just not see any connection at all, and that's totally fine. But if you do see a connection, you're like, wow, it's so clear what I'm doing right now, you know, is a result of what I was struggling with in the past. And I'm seeing a potential maybe future niche, like because I struggled with this and I'd love to support these particular kinds of people. I would love to hear that. So let's just pause for 3 or 4 minutes. And I invite people to write anything. And just know that what you're sharing may actually be really inspiring for other people and really reaffirming. You might have actually gone through a similar journey, or it might actually, your sharing might trigger somebody to remember something that they struggled with that might be a doorway for them. So know that your sharing is really useful for everybody here. So let's just pause for a few minutes and I invite you to write. Where do you either see the connection between your past wounds and your struggles and what you're doing, or where might you see one in the future as a niche to focus on? As you're typing, Rachel, I just got your email that you couldn't get into the Facebook group. So I'm going to open it up just for a minute. So Rachel, go to the Facebook group and add yourself. And then I'm going to close it again. Okay. Okay, so Rachel, go to the group and add yourself quickly. While we're paused here, I invite you, once you've shared, to read what other people have written and see see what you see there. Okay, Rachel, you've got about 2 more minutes to add yourself. Otherwise, I'm going to close the group because people are sharing private things, so I want to keep it private. Awesome, Rachel, you're in. So I'm just going to give another couple of minutes for you to just browse and see what people are writing. There's some really beautiful, inspiring stories here. Thank you, everyone, for being so incredibly honest. So beautiful. This is really wonderful. After this call, I'm going to go back, read through these, and probably post some questions and reflections on each of your stories. So thank you. This is all just gorgeous, gorgeous stuff. Painful, but this is often these things we've gone through. These are the things that have often freed us up and given us the skills and capacity to help other people who've gone through the same things. So wonderful. So now we're going to start moving into some more of the content, because it seems like a lot of you already kind of get this or resonates with you. So I want to now come at this from a few different angles. So the rest of this call isn't going to be a ton of sort of thoughts or ideas, but it's going to be a lot of exercises, and then I'll give you some homework. And in the next few calls, we're going to be refining what you come up with here. So let's start with this, and I'm going to invite you to just write this on your own, not on the group wall. But I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'll be giving you a few minutes to write, and then we'll do some visualizations, et cetera. And then at the end of the call, invite people to share any sort of big ahas, if there are any, or any reflections that you want to share. So the first thing, I'm going to invite you to have a pen or paper or type, whatever is more comfortable for you. But I want you to take a few minutes and just to reflect on, let's take 5 minutes for this. I want you to reflect on, what is it that got you started doing what you do? Maybe this is the same as what you just wrote. Maybe it's different. But, I mean, you went through what you went through, but you chose this particular path, this particular thing. So why are you doing this? What is it that got you started on this? So I'm going to invite you to take 5 minutes, not on the Facebook, and you can read and comment on other people's things a little bit later. But I want you to just reflect on what got you started. Why did you choose to do this? And take 5 minutes and we'll come back. Take a couple more minutes. So again, what got you started? Why did you choose to do this? Could have done anything, but you chose to do this. About one more minute. All right. You can finish up writing. Reflecting on what got us started is something we often lose track of this, and people can get really kind of lost and frustrated in what they do and frustrated in their business and forget what it is that got them started in the first place. So this is a really important thing to keep going back to and often helps to inform our niche. So I want to guide you through a couple sort of closed eye visualizations and meditations. And this first one is from a colleague and friend of mine, Alex Baisley, with the Big Dream Program. By the way, even if you've done these before, because one of them, some of you did in the webinars, even if you've done them before, I really encourage you to do it again, because sometimes going back to these the second time helps us get more information that we might have missed the first time. So even if you've done these, I'm going to invite you to go with them again. So I invite you to make yourself comfortable, get relaxed, and I want you to imagine, with your eyes closed, taking some nice easy breaths. That as you're hearing my voice, you're walking down a street. And you come across a cafe that just totally charms you. You love it. And you walk in, and it seems to be full of the most interesting people. And while you're in this cafe, you get engaged in the loveliest conversations. So you're so engaged in them. And 4 hours go by, and you don't even notice it. And I want you to imagine this. Imagine that you were locked in that cafe, and you couldn't get out, but you didn't care. And ask yourself, what kinds of people would you want to be locked in a cafe for 4 hours with? And what would you be talking about? What kinds of people and what kinds of conversations would keep you so riveted and so engaged that you would just like, I don't even want to leave after 4 hours? And to, with your eyes closed, to imagine just looking around that cafe and really seeing what kinds of people are there. How are they dressed? What sort of vibe do they have about them? You might overhear a conversation in the corner that really grabs you. Just take about 30 seconds and imagine you're really in the midst of that cafe, with this feeling of like there's nowhere else in the world I'd rather be. This is just perfect. What do you notice? What do you hear? What do you talk about? What are these topics that you're so fascinated with that you could just talk about for hours? And then I'm going to give you about 3 minutes, and I just want you to write down by yourself again any reflections that come up, any reflections on that cafe. Who would those kinds of people be? How would you describe them? And what would you be talking about? What topics of conversations? So you've got about 3 minutes to write that down. About 30 seconds. Good. So thank you for taking the time to reflect on that. And again, that's a cafe you might want to go back to and reflect on more. Because life is too short and also too long to be working with clients that aren't a fit. The kind of people we wouldn't want to be spending time with and hanging out with. So thanks for engaging in that again. I invite you to keep reflecting on that as you move forward. So here's the second visualization and kind of reflection that I'd invite you to do. And you may have already done this one, but we're going to take it a little slower, and then I'm going to invite you to go even deeper with this one. And so make yourself comfortable. Take some nice, deep, easy breaths. And when you feel ready, close your eyes. And I want you to imagine that you're sitting in, might be your living room or living room that you really love. And you've invited six people to come over. And these six people are all representative of the kind of clients you would most love to work with. Kinds of people you so want to help, the kinds of clients that you just wish all of your clients could be like these people. And they're coming over to visit with you. And your place feels so cozy, so warm, and so welcoming. And you hear a knock on the door and you open it up and they're starting to arrive. And as they come in, you offer them a cup of tea or a drink. And slowly, one by one, they all arrive and take their places in the living room. And I want you to just pause and take a moment and notice, what is it that they're wearing? How do they dress? Take your time, look around at each of them. And the conversation moves to where they all were before they arrived. And they were at a place that was very important and relevant to them and the journey that they're on in their life and what they're struggling with. And I just want you to hear from each of them. Where were they? What were they doing before they came to your living room? So take a minute and just listen. Hear where they were, why they were there. And I want you to notice with this particular group of people, what are the labels that they give themselves? They refer to themselves or see themselves in a certain way. They consider themselves hippies, punks, Christians, vegans, backpackers, travelers, corporate types, single moms. How do they see themselves? How might they describe themselves? And at any point, if you feel the need, you can write some of this down. We'll take some time at the end as well, but if there are things that come up, feel free to write them down, then just return to closed eyes and being in that living room. So just take a minute and look around these people and just notice what are the labels they might give themselves. And if you're not sure, you can just ask them directly. Just say, how would you describe yourself? What kind of a person are you? Just take a minute and do that. And I also want you to notice, connected to the labels piece, what are the communities or the scenes that they're a part of? It's interesting how all of us can be, we all sort of live in between a lot of worlds. We're all sort of bridges for different communities in a way. I'm a part of the improv comedy community, also a bit of the activist community, local economies, local food community, local music. And they're all kind of their own scenes. And I sort of operate in between them all. And each of these people in your living room, they have probably, they're not just one community they're a part of. They're probably a number of communities and different scenes that they're a part of. So again, person by person, you can just ask them if you're not sure, what are the different communities they're a part of? Take about a minute or so with that. And now the conversation becomes a little more serious because they all came to your living room for a particular reason. They came because there are things that trouble them and worry them, that keep them up at night, fears that they have. And they don't often talk about these with a lot of people, but you've created such a wonderful safe space that they feel safe sharing these things. And they begin to share what it is that is so troubling for them, what it is that keeps them up at night. It might be stuff around money, around their health, relationships, or just a sense of their life path and purpose and what's it all about. But I'm going to invite you to take a couple of minutes and really listen as they each share what it is that keeps them up, and feel free to ask them further questions to clarify, to make sure that you really get it and you really understand what is it that they struggle with so much. So take a few minutes, just listen. You might notice that what one of them says prompts one of the others to say something too. Just really listen to the conversation they're having, about what it is that keeps them up at night. What are they worried about? Where are they struggling most in their lives? And how do they feel about that? And then I want you to notice, as you're listening to these people who represent your ideal kinds of clients, what is it you love about these people most? What are the qualities or attributes they have that you're just like, oh, I love this in people? That when you see these qualities in anyone, it lifts your heart a little bit. What is it you most love about these people? Take a minute and just look around and notice, what are the qualities that stand out for you? Some parts of this visualization may feel really clear. Some parts may seem really fuzzy for you, and that's okay. Just notice what does show up as clear for you as we go through it. And at this point, they start to ask you for things because they've come to your living room because you invited them, but also because they want something from you, something that can help them in their life. There's a reason they came to you in particular. They could have gone to anybody for help, but they chose you. And I want you to notice, what is it specifically they want from you? What are they asking you for? What kind of support do they want from you? Why did they come to you? And what do they want from you? Take a couple minutes and just listen to them and feel free to ask them directly, like, why would you come to see me? You can ask them individually, you can just pose it to the whole group, but notice what they say. And why did they come to you? What is it that they want from you in particular? What is it that you can offer that would be most useful for them on their journey? And as they share those things, I want you to notice, what is it that you want for them? Because, you know, sometimes we can be aware of what we want, but we don't know what else is even possible. And maybe you notice that with these people, that they're coming to you, they want something, but you see that something is so much bigger, so much deeper, so much richer as possible. You know, maybe they came to you needing their lawn to be look nicer. You do this permaculture stuff and you know what could happen with their lawn and how it could be turned into this food forest. They never need water. Maybe they're just trying to get over heartbreak, but you're like, wow, I don't just want that for you. I want you to have an amazing relationship. Or they're just trying to get out of debt, but you'd love to see them have a great, resilient amount of savings that makes their life more sustainable and relaxed. What is it that you want for them more than anything? Like, if you could wave your magic wand and just give these people anything, what would you most want them to have? Take a couple of minutes and reflect on that. What do you most want for these people? It might be different person by person. And feel free to write any of this down at any point if that's useful for you. Just pick up your pen and capture any of this that you want. And I invite you to stay focused on this. We'll go back to the Facebook group in a little bit, but stay focused here. What do you most want for these people? And notice if there are any ideas that come up of things you want to do for them. You know, you can't wave the magic wand, but are there any ideas that come up like, oh, I still want to do this for them? Whatever it is. What do you most want to do for them? And now there's sort of an open time where you can just ask them anything you want, anything that's coming up for you that you're curious about, and they can ask you anything they want. So there's a bit of an open time just to keep this conversation going, because in a couple of minutes they're going to have to go on to the next place they're going to. And see, this is a really precious time, 2 minutes, to just ask them anything and have them ask you anything. And it's time for them to go. So you wrap up the conversation and say goodbye to them. And as they leave, they mention where they're going next. And again, where they're going next is somewhere that's important and relevant to them, has something to do with them and their life. So just notice where it is that they're going. Somewhere they're happy to go. And if not happy, at least important. And then I'm going to invite you to take about 4 minutes and just reflect and take any notes that you didn't take while you were engaged in the meditation. But take about 4 minutes just to reflect and capture any details. Sometimes very small details can actually end up being really important. So take about 4 minutes, and I'm going to post the questions here in the group in case you can't remember what types of things you were talking about. Really simple questions. Just take 4 minutes by yourself to just really reflect, write down, capture anything that was there. So let's not write on the Facebook group just yet, because we'll do that in a moment. Just take another 3 minutes and just by yourself capture anything that came up in the visualizations, either the cafe or the living room. Oh, 1 more minute. Just capture any last thoughts. Cool. So there we go. Thanks everyone for engaging in that. So at this point, we've gotten over 13 minutes or so on the call. So I'd love to invite people to just, if there are any reflections, and you don't need to share everything you wrote down, but if there are any sort of ahas or things that became clear for you, sometimes when people do these visualizations, they sort of picture what they expect to picture, and there's nothing new. Sometimes it's really fuzzy. Sometimes it's really clear. Sometimes there are new things that people never even thought of or considered. Sometimes in that cafe, it's filled with people who are totally not representative of the clients they're working with now, but they really like them, and that shows them something about the kind of people they want to work with. And sometimes, same in the living room, they're sort of shocked by who's there. And sometimes it's all the same, but I'm curious, so you don't have to write anything, but if there's anything that comes up that you'd like to share, now's the time to do that. And if you have any questions that sort of came up as a result of that, feel free to share those too. As we're waiting and people are writing, the homework for this week is basically going to be taking all of this deeper and continuing to stir the pot and sort of steep in this and really sit with it. And I'm going to be sending you a PDF probably a little later this afternoon that's going to give you some like templates and exercises and things you can go through to help refine and delve into this all a little bit more deeply. But this week, just I really invite you to give yourself space to keep reflecting on this. Go back to that living room if you need to. Go back to the cafe to really keep checking in on this and give yourself space. So let's see. So Pamela said it was interesting. In the cafe, there were people she was inspired by, but her clients are people she feels a bit further along with in terms of growth. So there's a bit of overlap, but realizing she's bigger in relation to clients. So it's like with her clients, she's further ahead, but it sounds like in the cafe, it's people she's inspired by. Cool. That's interesting. Yeah, I would sit with that. There's probably something really interesting there around your niche that might be showing you. Peter was saying on the question, what do you want most for these people? I pretty much cried for a long time and then this came out. Show them the prisons they're in, where the key is that lies inside them, and the beautiful open fields and lush forests outside. Ah, Peter, that's so beautiful. You're going to make all of us cry. That's really wonderful. What else do we have? Any thoughts on how to be a better visualizer? I wish. Martha's got some thoughts. If you have any thoughts for Eileen, please feel free to share. So Susan said, odd, but something I hadn't noticed before about the folks I love and let into my space is a sense of frugal style. That's great. All of these, by the way, all these tiny little details may seem insignificant. And it can be like, ah, why are we spending all this time picturing all these details? The interesting thing is sometimes these small details can actually give us really important clues to hubs and where to find them, where they might already go. Like somebody with a very frugal sense of style might shop at different places, might go to craft shows or, I don't know, the Value Village or, you know, wherever you buy the, you know, consignment stores. Sometimes in funny little ways, these tiny things can give us little keys, little doorways into where to reach them or how to reach them. So don't discount any detail you get. If it feels important, if it stands out to you or impacts you in some way, there's something there, and I would explore it. Jude is asking, what's a hub? We'll be getting into that later. Basically, it's the question of just where would you find them? And all these details can help give us really good insights about places they might hang out or people who'd already be connected to them. So Lorraine was saying, the block I run into with this meditation third time around is I can't seem to get specific with where these people hang out, the communities they belong to. As an introvert, I really don't have communities I live between, so I don't have a clear defined group of peeps. Well, it sounds like, hey, introverts may be a really clear target market. Where to find them? That's a good question, and we'll be getting into all that later. So suggestions on how I figure out these communities where people would be other than anywhere. Sometimes you may need to find the communities. I was thinking about introverts the other day, and like sometimes you may need to find the communities in other ways, like, you know, their work or their industries or the time of life they're in. You know, I would imagine there are some communities you're a part of. Why not you go to a lot of meetings with them or gatherings, but there are some things you're a part of that may not be as related to the introversion. And sometimes you may have to go to those groups and just express, like, hey, I really work with introverts and people who are kind of like this. And that message will really resonate with those people. We'll keep – part of it is I think we may need to just refine and add some more depth to the target market and pick a really particular one within that, and that will help. That's the process. So Lorraine, keep sitting with it over as we go through, and we'll see what comes up. My fingers are crossed for you. So Kay was saying, interesting, I work with women, men, and autistic children at the moment, but my living room contained only women. Surprised me. That is interesting. That's really great. Good to notice. What surprised me about both meditations was the addition of political and social justice activists, as well as holistic healers and practitioners. One woman was very involved in an inner city program designed to help kids know their value. They all had a level of burnout because of the enormity of the problems they deal with and the lack of community and support. Beautiful. Great, everybody, this is so wonderful. So I won't read them all, but it seems like there's some really interesting insights that are coming out for people. So this week, keep reflecting on this. Keep sitting with it. And this may actually feel and seem like it makes things harder at first, because it's kind of like when you're tidying or you're cleaning your room, you've got to make it a little messier before it gets cleaner. You got to unpack things and put them on the bed, clean out drawers. And if you stop halfway, it could feel like it's a total disaster. But it's actually on its way to being very clean and very, you know, you probably all know this from your own lives and your own work. And so it's okay. Let it be messy this week. You have total permission to just have no idea what the hell. You can just keep unpacking. And the rest of the 5 weeks, we're going to be packing it back up and organizing it into nice little packages. But don't worry about that. Don't have any stress about trying to make it perfect yet. Just keep exploring it, sitting with it. I really invite you to also engage in a lot of conversations with other people about this. And you might consider other people in the group. If there's somebody who posted something, you're like, man, you're awesome. I totally want to talk to you more. Feel free to friend them on Facebook. Send them a message. You might even get on the phone and talk with them in between this. Or if you have friends, the friends that you have, you know, any close friends who you feel safe with or colleagues. The more of this seeping that you do, whether that's it feels better by yourself, just with a journal and a nice cup of tea on a porch, or going for a walk and thinking about it, talking with other people, however you process best, you know, doing some drumming, etc. Really give yourself the space to do this. And a gift that you can be giving to everyone else in the group, which is full of such lovely people, I can't even get over how great you all are, is you can be reading each other's comments and posting really insightful questions and reflections, things you're noticing, things you're wondering about and curious about. This is a place that we can all be supporting each other. And I'm going to read through all of these comments and had any questions, and I might even put some blog posts of things that are not sort of germane to everybody, but might be relevant to you in particular, to help you with your process and help you take next steps. So yeah, everybody, let it all hang out this week. feel free to be a mess and go with that. And so tonight I'm going to send you some homework and some things you can fill out that may support you in this process of getting clearer. So that's kind of it for this week. I hope that is helpful. Again, feel free to post questions in the groups, and I'll do my best to get back to them. I love you all. You're so great. And I can't wait to talk to you next week. Wow, that's 90 minutes. Flew by so fast. So yeah, next week we'll get into it more. And remember to take the pressure off even further. You can be a mess. You don't have to figure this out. And we're not trying to figure out the niche for the rest of your life. We're just trying to figure out one little one that we could do a project with that might be fun for you and make you some surprise cash that you weren't expecting and help you generate some income. That might even be a seed that you plant that could grow into something bigger. So that's all we're doing. So zero pressure on any of this. The less pressure you put on yourself, the further you're probably going to move ahead on this. The old Chinese proverb, stress is who you think you should be. Relaxation is who you are. So enjoy being relaxed this week as you struggle to figure this all out. So blessings on you all, and we'll talk to you next week. Take care.